Kilo 3 Delta Oscar November. Key. K3 DON. Okay, good evening, everyone. Hopefully you're hearing me okay. I'm using a new speaker mic thing I got. So let's wait a couple minutes here, as we always do, for other stations to join. We have a good group so far, and got several items to go over tonight, and then we'll get right to our check-ins and our linked repeaters. So stand by. This is AB3WG for the monthly MDC EchoLink Net.
Link. Oh, what the hell is that? Come on. How did that get on there? I hate that. Why does that come up on the damn computer all the time? It's always screwing me up here.
Okay, it's about 3 after by my computer here, so let's see if we can get started. Welcome, everyone. Thanks, everyone, for joining. It's a rather rainy night here in Reisterstown, so I'm hoping we get a nice group here on the net. So welcome again to the March edition of the monthly Section EchoLink Net. And again, thanks, everyone, for joining. Several things to go over tonight. I'm going to kind of paraphrase what I sent out in the section news. The section news went out several days ago, and I thought it looked pretty good this month. I'm working on the formatting, so hopefully it came through pretty good. And so that's that. All right, break. Okay, let's get this kicked off. I want several things I want to go over tonight, and then we'll get right to our check-ins. So firstly, our new website, arl-mdc.org. I've been doing some work on that. I've updated the clubs page with clubs that previously were not listed. And also, I just added a legislation tab. And on that tab, there is a presentation by our state government liaison, David Williams, W3 Delta Kilo Lima, about reasonable accommodation. And I have not had time to look at that video yet, but I understand it's an excellent presentation that he made to one of our clubs. So please do check that out. I think it's going to be great information. David's also working on putting some information together regarding the two bills in Congress that are currently in process. So there will be more information posted to the new legislation page on the new website. So that's that break. Okay, secondly, we now have someone who's kind of heading up our convention. We're trying to kind of get some groundwork laid for a Maryland convention. To my knowledge, it hasn't been done in quite some time. And so the lead for that, as I mentioned in the section news, is Eric Berman, KC3GDV. Eric is our section youth coordinator as well, so I'm most happy to have him laying the groundwork. I did speak with Eric about all this a couple of weeks ago, and we talked about a lot of different things, venues and how we would pull something like this together, where we would do it, how many, you know, a day, 2 days, all that kind of stuff. So some groundwork's being laid. I would love to have somebody help Eric out in getting this stuff together, just laying the groundwork. This would be for next year at the earliest. You certainly couldn't pull this together for this year, and there's so much going on this year as it is. So if you could help out, contact Eric Berman, KC3GDV, it'd be most appreciated. Okay, next we have, I'm still continuing to remove old listings from the ARRL database. And this has been a work in process since I had the capability as section manager to do that. And I'm just about, there's probably maybe 10 or 15 more listings that I want to get out of there. I'm just cleaning up this database. It's not used very often, but I want to get this cleaned up so that anyone who goes out there can receive current and correct information. If you search for current ECs, or if you search for, you want to know who our section emergency coordinator is, or who our assistant ECs and those kinds of section staff, all that information should be correct. So I'm still working on that. Okay, also just recently on the league website, we have a new online form 2 for the emergency coordinators. I'm really excited about this. So each month our emergency coordinators list their activities and some other data, how many folks are in their ARES groups and how many nets they run and how many service projects they're doing, public service projects and so forth. So previously all that information was put in an email and sent to Jim Montgomery with a special subject line. That no longer has to be done. We're not doing that anymore. We are now using the online form on the league website. All you have to do is sign into the league website, go to form 2, which if somebody could post the link in the chat, that would be great. I don't have it handy. And then just fill it out. Also, you can save data and not submit the form. That is so that if you want to add something at a later date, you can just save it, come back, put the rest of the data in, and then submit it. And then once you submit it, you're pretty much done for the month. So really excited about this. Several of our ECs have done this for last month. The February data is coming in now. So really excited about that. Hey, and as far as HandFest, my calendar is filling up incredibly fast. I have we have the FredFest coming up tomorrow in Frederick. I will be there from 9 a.m. until 12 p.m. So I'd love to have you stop by. If you haven't been to FredFest, please come and join us. It's a great event, and it's one of the better HandFests that I get to go to. It's not too far away, so I'm really, really excited about that. And I'd love to have a chat with you, or an eyeball QSO, as we say. So I'll be there 9 to noon tomorrow at FredFest. Okay, hopefully we're not doubling anymore. Thank you. All right, now one item that didn't make it in the section news, I just found out about this. Regarding ARES folks, if you are intending to take the classes EC-001 and or EC-016, those classes are ending, the current classes are ending the end of this month, March 31st, and they are being replaced with new classes starting April 1st. So I've already had folks emailing me about approving them to take the final assessment of EC-0016. I can't do it right now. They won't let me because those classes are ending. So you have to wait until April 1st in order to submit your request so that I can grant you authority to pass EC-0016. I haven't had to deal with EC-001. But anyway, just be aware that those classes are ending and new classes are beginning starting April 1st if you're an EC or an ARES folks. Okay, that's all for today's monologue. Again, thanks everybody for joining. Let's see if we can get to some of our check-ins at this point. And let's see who I can find here. That's nice to see some section staff out here. Thank you guys for joining. Let's start. Oh, let's go first to John Creel, WB3GXW. John, thanks as always for having us monthly on the conference bridge. If you're available, please your comments, sir. WB3GXW. Okay, we'll catch John a little later, perhaps. All right, let's go directly to W3YVQ, Father Al, Section Traffic Manager. Always a pleasure to have you here with us on the Echolink Conference. Your comments tonight, sir.
Oh, good evening. W3YVQ here. I thought I'd do something different tonight, but first, a reminder that the Maryland Emergency Phone Net is now on daylight savings time. In terms of its local meeting time of 5:30 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time for the pre-net, 6 p.m. for the formal call. That net's formal call meets at 2200 Zulu all year long. Hence, when we switch the clock, the local time changes. The Baltimore traffic net, however, does not change. That's still on the 6.67 repeater in the Baltimore area at 6:30 p.m. local, and MDD still meets at the normal times of 7 p.m. and 10 p.m. on 3557. Now, before I continue, I ask Net Control's permission. I'd like to send a radiogram here tonight twice. Once the way a new amateur inexperienced with traffic handling who has perhaps not been coming to our NTS nets, etc., and a second time this protocols that we use for that purpose to show a significant difference in the results. It's a 25-check message. You conduct that here at this time, or perhaps later after you've done some more check-ins. Over.
Okay. Very good, Father Al. Let's go ahead and do that immediately. Please proceed.
All right. Very well. Everyone grab a pencil and paper, and I'll stand for Okay, this is W3YBQ, and this is exercise purpose only. Please copy message number 2, routine, Whiskey 3, Yankee, Victor, Quebec, 2-4, Baltimore, Maryland, March 1-6, initials Echo Oscar Charlie, break. Shelter, opening needs food, 128 victims, cops, gen, that's G-E-N, fuel, supplied, box, 10, Louie, I spell L-O-O-Y, first aid, 1,100 kits, 2,300 thermal blankets, 60 chocolate bars, 60 CZC SMGR in Bel Air. And I expect a few experienced traffic handlers are itching to ask for fills, but very briefly, so we don't go real long tonight. Does anybody need any repeat on anything that I voiced?
Okay, N3FQC. I had no, it seems that I got a whole lot more than 24 and I missed a couple, but I think it's because we didn't have any introducers over.
There you go, an experienced traffic handler making trouble. Anyone else? And you're right, Don.
This is KV3NMXM. Please repeat between needs and victims.
Food, 128 victims.
MXM copy. Thanks.
Anyone else? And the check probably did not match up. which is what we use to check ourselves when we're transmitting open loop traffic handling. If you get the wrong number of groups, it probably means you missed something, or you added a group when it didn't belong there. Well, we could spend the next hour with particularly newcomers trying to figure out how to resolve the differences, such as trying to repeat the text or repeat lines, or using the Quebec Tango Bravo method where you transmit the first letter of each group five at a time until the receiving station barks or he finds a discrepancy, etc., etc. But instead, what I'm going to do just for brevity here tonight is transmit the same message to you using routine protocols and see if you catch any differences. Break. Please copy number 2, routine, Whiskey 3, Yankee, Victor, Quebec, 2-4, Baltimore, Maryland, March 1-6, initials Echo, Oscar, Charlie. Break. Shelter, open, and needs, I spell N-E-E-D, food, one, I spell O-N-E, 100, figures 2-8, victims, COTS, I spell C-O-T-S, Genfuel, I spell Gulf, Echo, November, Foxtrot, Uniform, Echo, Lima, supplied, box, I spell B-O-X, mixed group, India, Oscar, Lima, Oscar, Zero, Yankee, first, aid, figures 1100, kits, I spell K-I-T-S, 20, I spell T-W-E-N-T-Y, figures 300, thermo, I spell T-H-E-R-M-O, blankets, 60, I spell Sierra India X-Ray Tango Yankee, chocolate.
This is the M-A-R-C repeater. W-3-C-U.
Break. Bars, I spell Bravo, Alpha, Romeo, Sierra, Charlie, Zulu, Charlie. Initials Sierra, Mike, Golf, Romeo. In. Bel Air, I spell Bravo, Echo, Lima, Alpha, India, Romeo, Echo. And no more. Anybody see any differences?
And 3FQT, that one works.
And there are only 28 victims. Even though they needed food for 100, apparently there are a lot of volunteers working there. In any case, if you were an ARISMAT team and wandered into MDC and a newbie, and not to denigrate them at all, but an untrained person came up on the frequency on which the ARISMAT team was relaying traffic for you and received the message the way it was sent the first time, there would be a number of fatal flaws in that message that would give bad information. And it was not transmitted in proper format. There was no break designating where the signature was. The signature was just three letters instead of the bars with the European spelling, etc., etc., etc. And one would assume Bel Air here in Maryland, but Bel Air, B-E-L-A-I-R-E, is somewhere else. So the use of numbers and introducers for initials, figure groups, mixed groups, and amateur calls can make all the difference in the world, and it really doesn't take much time to do it, but it's absolutely unambiguous. 7-3-0, have a nice weekend, W3YVQ.
Okay, MX, let's go directly now to KB3MXM, Marty, Atlantic Division Vice Director, also with a query for Father Al. MXM, please.
All right, thank you, Chris. Yeah, also, when, you there are certain things you can do, like, for example, Baltimore, you can abbreviate Maryland with MD, right? Because that is an address on a radiogram. And March could be abbreviated with MAR because that's a date. And the year is not given. It's assumed 24. And there was no SIG, right? There was no signature, Father Al, is that correct?
In the first message, there was no break indicating one, so one could assume the CZC business began a signature, but there was none actually given. But in the preamble, Baltimore was written out, so it was transmitted written out. It's not abbreviated at the whim of either station. And March is voiced as March and always written as M-A-R. Nobody's questioned the 1-6. And because it's Zulu time, and it's already the 16th. Over.
Well, roger, roger. Thank you very much. KB3MXM, back to net.
Okay. Marty, did you have any other general comments for the net, please?
Well, thank you for asking, Chris. No, I really don't have anything to add. Thank you very much for the offer. Going to the Frederick Ham Fest tomorrow. See some of you there. KB3MXM.
Okay, very good. Thank you. Looking forward to catching up with you tomorrow at the Fred Fest. All right, I'd like to go next to some of our linked repeaters, and we have two of them. I see we have the Frederick Machine and also KA2JAI. Let's first go to KA2JAI. And let's call, give us your comments, please, and then call your stations.
Okay, this is N3FQC for the JA2, JAI-R, and also the 146.805 repeater, Mintersville, Maryland. And at this point, I'll do a quick little message for myself. I'm net measure for the Baltimore traffic then. As you noticed, Father Al gave some messages and a really good training there. And if you go to the Baltimore Traffic Net, it's 6:30 p.m. on the 146.67 machine every evening at 6:30 p.m. local. And it's a training net as well as a traffic net. So if we get some traffic to send to local areas, I think it's called a cycle 4, but it's... Anyway, so every once in a while we get the advantage of being able to take something, and lots of the messages are to talk to someone that just received their ticket, and they can get to welcome them and tell them what's going on and what's... local nets you can get involved with, what local clubs you get involved with, areas, et cetera, whatever they're interested in. And it's good to talk to someone that's experienced. So experience, even if you're new, that's a good way to get involved. And we're looking for new net control stations. Once again, this is probably one of the easiest places to be in net control. And it's a very easy net to run. And as alternate control, that could be anyone, just because that's volunteer. That's for a volunteer every day. And so just hop in and just keep track of who checks in and what traffic there is, and boom, that's it. So real simple. So anyone can do that. 146.67 every evening at 6:30 p.m. Looking forward to listening to some folks. And at this point, okay, our check-ins thus far We have at least four, KB3 KWG, Paul, KC3 VBH, N3 WOF, KC3 VWF. All of them checked in and with no comment. And so at this point, I'll ask if anyone else wants to check in.
Oh, this is KV3MXM. I didn't check in, sorry. No traffic.
Comment or not, so we'll just have him in and out. So with that, and no further comments, and thanks for letting that back to the control. And 3FPP.
Okay, very good, Don. Thanks for handling the KA2JAI system. Appreciate that. And thanks, everybody, on that system for checking in. All right, let's go now to the Frederick Machine W3FDK. Give us your comments, please, and then call your stations. Okay, we'll try to come back to the Frederick Machine. I think we got them on the second try last month. All right, great. Let's see if we can go right to our check-ins now. I'm going to start on the top of my list. And we'll go to Mr. Jim, WI3N, Jim Cross, working with our ARESMAT team. Your comments for the net tonight, sir.
Okay, thank you very much, Chris. Just a couple of quickies here. First, if you are not involved with ARES, wherever you are, I would highly recommend you please get involved with it in your county. ARESMAT is moving to meetings every other month now, but we're still working hard. Let's see. Oh, for those who are going to get into the EC 016 courses, I recommend that you look into taking the ICS courses. I think 100, 700, 200, 800. That's the ones that are kind of required, and they're good to have for ARES and RACES, too. Let me take a quick break here. It was interesting when I tried to get in here tonight, I noticed my Echo Link had disappeared from my computer, so I downloaded that and made it in. LARC will be giving their test on their normal third Saturday test at the Women's Club in Laurel, 384 Main Street, tomorrow. So that's going on now for the rest of the year. And also, I found out I was on a Zoom call last night. I told a joke. Nobody laughed. So apparently, I'm not remotely funny. WI3N, back to net.
Okay, very good. Thanks, Jim. And I can relate to not being, I have zero sense of humor myself. Every time I try to tell a joke, it just doesn't work at all, so I stop trying. All right, next on my list I have KG4WWH. Adam, great to have you here. Your comments tonight, sir.
Hey, good evening. No comments for the net. Just glad to be in there. Hope everybody has a great and safe weekend. See some of you guys at the HamFest tomorrow.
Okay, thanks, Adam. I'm looking forward to, that's close to you, so I'm looking forward to seeing you there. We'll have a little chat. All right, let's go straight to KB3SPH. Jeff, great to have you here with us tonight, one of our ECs. Your comments, sir.
Thank you, Chris. Good evening, everyone. Prince George's County ARES will be holding their monthly meeting on Monday, 18 March, at the Fire Services Building in Landover Hills. And on the agenda is an introduction to VERA. So a good mode to have for ARES. Back to net, KV3SPH.
Okay, thanks very much, Jeff. Jeff, were you able to use the online form too?
Affirmative. I was able to use the form and submit my report for February. Back to net, KB3SPH.
Okay, very good. Yeah, I would love to have I'm going to organize a meeting for all you folks, and we'll kind of go over that. Thanks so much for doing that. I really appreciate it. I didn't mean to put you on the spot there. I just thought if anyone was having any issues, I could find out about it here. All right, very good. Let's go next to Kilo 3 Hotel Golf. Alex, your comments tonight. Okay, perhaps listen only. Next on my list, KB3SWS, and this is Pam. Good evening. Your comments tonight.
Thank you, AB3WG, Chris at Net Control, and everyone else on the net this evening. The Fort Washington Amateur Radio Club held an ARRLVE session this past Wednesday. We had one candidate who went from technician to general to extra in one sitting, so it was a good evening all around. Back to Net Control, this is KB3SWS.
Wow, that's amazing. I'm glad the folks like that are on our side. So well done indeed. Thanks for the report. All right, let's go next to Stuart, WI3J. Great to have you as always. Your comments tonight.
Well, good evening, Chris, everyone. That WI3J Stuart here in Gaithersburg, enjoying the late spring, early summer weather this week, so it's been very, very nice out there. Yeah, right now I'm on an iOS app called Repeater Phone. I installed that earlier this week, and boy, I tell you, this is a nice app. It does Echolink and All-Star, and very easy to use. And I got it mainly for All-Star because before this app came along, the only other alternative you had was to use DVSwitch, and I investigated that. But that requires you to keep your All-Star hotspot on all the time, whether it's a laptop or Raspberry Pi. And I do have a laptop with my All-Star node. I said, well, I don't want to keep that on all the time. I might as well just use my handy talkie and not mess with the DB switch. So I gave up on that. But now this is very, very convenient. So I'd recommend anybody for iOS, if they want to do All-Star and Echolink, to give it a shot. It's only $8 one-time subscription, but boy, it's got some nice features in there, so that's it there. Thanks for doing that there. Chris, back to you, WI3J.
All right, very good. Thank you. Always a pleasure hearing from you. All right, next on my list, KC3OQP, Jeff. Jeff handles many of the public service events for his county. It's always great to have you, Jeff. Your comments tonight, sir.
Thanks. All right, Chris, hopefully you guys can hear me. We do have a couple of events coming up, one on March 24th. It's the Strider of Annapolis doing the B&A Trail, and then we also have the Triathlon Schindler event in April 13th. And the Mobile Ears also has an event called Dash for Dignity on the 13th, that the same day, so we have two events on the same one, and I think we have one on April 7th also for the Striders, but we're ramping up really nicely for them. I appreciate some of the other clubs pitching in, and I don't know, haven't decided I'm going to go to the Frederick Ham Fest yet. I just heard about it on here tonight, so wasn't planning on it. I was planning on doing some farm work, but I might come out there first and then head over to the farm afterwards. So back to Net Control, KC3OQP.
Okay, great stuff, Jeff, and always great to have you working with us in the section. And if you'd like to put your contact information in the chat, I know Jeff is always looking for folks to help him out on public service events. It's a great way to introduce new hams to public service events. They can be paired with a veteran, and just a great way to. And the public service events that Jeff works with they're really great. There are many running events and some other stuff. So just a great opportunity there. All right, thanks very much. All right, let's go next to Mark Hague, Kilo Bravo 3, Alpha Bravo Zulu. Your comments tonight.
Yeah, great. Thank you, Chris. No real comments. Just enjoy listening to all the updates in this section and, of course, Father Al's tutorial. So that's all I got. Have a good evening. K3ABZ, back to Net Control.
Okay, very good. One thing I forgot to mention as Father Al is doing his drill, I am currently working with the NTS 2.0 group in the revamping or renewing, if you will, of the national traffic system. There's a lot of great work being done, as I mentioned. I believe I mentioned that in the section news. I'm working with the documentation and kind of promotions group. We're doing kind of flyers, and we're going to be producing some training videos. I'm working on producing one myself. So a lot of great work being done in the revamping of the national traffic system. So we're really excited about working with those folks. All right. Next, I'd like to go to Alpha Charlie 8 Alpha Lima. This is Rich. Good evening. Your comments tonight.
Oh, good evening, everybody. I did Roger the message that was passed. That was a good refresher. I used to be the West Michigan VHF traffic net manager for years back up in Michigan. And so a little rusty. I haven't done the NTS in quite a while, but it was a nice refresher. Over at the Armed Forces Retirement Home, and we have finished inventorying what was left of all that radio gear here from the station they used to have here. And we're getting ready to put the station back up and try to get it back on the air. We found that all the antennas that they had are no longer. One was destroyed by lightning, and they have no idea what happened to the VHF-UHF one. So we will get replacements. There's currently four of us that are at licensed hams, one tech, two generals, and myself, amateur extra, all with a lot of experience in amateur radio, disaster communications, MCOM, public service, so I'm really excited about that. We're still looking to figure out where the facility will fit in the scheme of the Aries, Skywarn, Races, and Shares around here, since we're at the home and in D.C. I'm still figuring out how all the government stuff works here, but we're going to be holding an interest meeting for the residents and staff here in about a week and a half to see where we're at with the interest, and we're going to go from there. Hopefully we can get some classes going and get some more licensed hams here. This is ACAKL, back to net control.
Okay, very good. Thank you. One thing that you mentioned that kind of set off something in my head, speaking of Skywarn, the Skywarn folks are setting up a table at most of the HamFest. They were just at the last HamFest that we did. It wasn't our section. It was in Virginia, the Virginia section, where I attended that. That was a great event. So it was great to be able to speak to them, and of course they have a section in our section news that that they put out for us each month, which is much appreciated. So they're going to be again at the Fred Fest. So if you have folks that are interested in Skywarn, again, new hams, this is a great way to get folks started. Have them come out, talk to the Skywarn folks. Jerry Stuckel out there, just doing a great job. He had a beautiful table set up, lots of great information. So they're going to be at most of the, I hope they're at just about every ham fest they can get to. So that's something new as well. Okay, next let's go to Mr. Nate, KC3IEI, and Nate's one of our assistant section emergency coordinators, as was Adam. So both of these guys are very important in the section, doing some great work. And Nate, your comments tonight, please.
Hey, Chris, appreciate the shout out there. And no comments. Otherwise, just great listening, lots of great things going on, and glad I was able to tune in. So continue to listen, but 73 all KC3.
Okay, very good. Appreciate you being with us here. All right, next, let's go to my good friend K3DON, Don, a regular net control on the Baltimore Traffic Net, and your comments tonight, Don.
Well, good evening, everyone, and to you too, Chris. Thank you for hosting this tonight. One of the things I have on my mind here is that Harford County, Cecil County, and York County, Pennsylvania, we were all going to be involved in the Peach Bottom exercise April 16th and 17th in the evening hours. And just in case folks at that areas that are listening on their HF, I mean, 2 meter rigs, I gotta turn that down. if they're listening and they don't hear us saying the exercise word, just wanted to make sure that they know that it is an exercise, not a real event occurring. So I wanted to put that out. This will be occurring. This event is going to be April 16th and 17th in the evening hours. It's an it will be a exercise. Just thought I'd mention that. And I will be participating in that event at the Harford County EOC Racing Room. Over.
Okay. Thanks very much, Don. Yeah, I know the Harford County folks regularly participate in that Peach Bottom Drill, and it's great to see that they're involved in that. I have yet to get involved in that myself, but I'm glad work is being done, and we're having that exercise. All right, next, I want to go to NH7C, Sid. Sid is currently our assistant section manager, my assistant section manager, one of the assistant section managers, I should say, and also our public information coordinator, doing some great work in the section. NH7C, Sid, your comments, please.
Can you hear me okay, Chris?
Yeah, you're coming through fine. Proceed.
Okay, thank you. Yes, as you mentioned, the Winterfest in the Virginia section was a good day to get out there and see friends from Virginia and many people from Maryland. That was great. Looking forward to starting planning for field day activities, especially on the public information officer, public information coordinator type activities. Just a reminder, if you have interest or your club has interest in learning more about public information coordinator, public information officer, please contact me at novemberhotel7charlie@arrl.net or good on QRZ. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Thank you, Sid, and look forward to chatting with you whenever next we chat. All right, I'm reminded in the comments very appropriately that we have lost a very important person in amateur radio. This is, of course, Bob Heil, Kilo Niner, Echo India Delta. And at this time, I'd like to have just a brief moment of silence for Bob Heil. I actually had a QSO with Bob Heil a long time ago. It was very brief. He was traveling around the country, and he was on 20 meters, which is about the only HF I could get on at the time. And I had a very brief QSO, so that was pretty special for me. So let's pause briefly for Bob Heil, K9EID, silent P. All right, very good. That's everybody on my list. I think I've gotten to let's go back to John Creel, WB3GXW. John, if you're on, your comments, please. Okay, nothing from John. We always appreciate John's allowing us to be here tonight. MXM, for further comments, please.
Okay, Chris, thank you very much once again. I just wanted to bring I'm sure you're thinking of field day, most of us planning that in the mid part of the year. But also remember that hurricane season will begin in the spring and end in the fall, end of November. And field day being in the middle of summer, plan accordingly, be safe, especially with any severe weather. But let's plan ahead and consider getting your field day swag order in, whatever that might be, the opportunity to share some of that with your fellow hams at field day could be a great presentation for someone who has done an exceptional job in amateur radio. So last year I did not participate my annual expedition. This year I plan to try. Well, I'm planning to go from Baltimore to Rochester and then back again, trying to cover some of the section or some of the division. And that'll be my first as the vice director, hopefully seeing some of our field day sites across the Mid-Atlantic. Thank you once again. Great net. KAB3MXM.
Okay, thanks, Marty. Thanks very much for you and Bob for representing us at the Atlantic Division. And I can't imagine what it must be like to have to represent the 7 different sections. It's enough for me to represent Maryland and D.C., and it's a lot of fun. It's a lot of work, but it's enjoyable, and it's very rewarding. So I thank you, both of you guys, for doing what you guys do. And I had a great conversations with the Virginia vice director and director down at that HamFest, two really smart, very very engaged folks in the Roanoke division as well. All right, last but not least, let's wrap this up. We did pretty good on time tonight. Any last comments or anyone I missed before we close, please?
MXM.
MXM, please.
Hey, Chris. By the way, congratulations on section manager. I think you have a trip to Connecticut soon. Is that correct?
Yes, I should be going there. They wanted me to go last year, but that was the same weekend my daughter was getting married. So I should be going there in September. Yes, for training.
All right. Very good. Very good indeed. Thank you once again, KAB3MXM.
Okay. Very good. Yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. Always wanted to go there, and now I'll have the chance. So it's going to be should be lots of fun. I'll try to check in if I'm there somehow. All right, I want to thank everybody for joining us tonight. It's a pleasure for me as section manager to hold this net. Thanks to Jim Cross for starting this net. It was a great idea and a great it came to a great fruition, so we're pleased to do this every month. Please let me know if you have any suggestions or comments or questions. I hardly ever have anybody call me, although I have had some people call me. So just let me know. I get lots of emails, and I appreciate the comments and suggestions. We're not perfect, but we're learning, and I'm learning from many of you, and I appreciate that. So let's keep, as I say in the section news, let's keep working and learning together. 7-3, have a great weekend, everybody. AB3WG, have a good night.
Hey, Chris, Marty, one question real quick.
Yes, sir.
Have you applied for a GMRS license yet?
I have not.
And then the last question, are you planning to get a DMR radio?
I am not planning currently to get a DMR radio, although I probably could be arm twisted into it.
All right, very good. I know that I've heard of at least one other group who does monthly nets. They're trying their hands at doing their net on DMR, given because it's radio over IP, it reaches a lot further for them, and the local repeater doesn't get out. You know, it gets out, but it doesn't cover a large area. So they found some great interest in doing DMR and doing their monthly section net.
Okay, yeah, another great idea. I know there's a Thursday night DMR net. I know you're familiar with that, as many of the folks on the net here are, and. Yeah, that would probably be a really good thing to do. We certainly would reach a lot of other folks who aren't on EchoLink for some strange reason. I can't imagine why anybody wouldn't be on EchoLink, but anyway. But yeah, as many other modes, certainly a great idea, and it would have to be a while before I could do that, but it's certainly a good idea. Okay, anything further?
Well, it just gives it might give folks opportunity to try out their hotspots on and doing the Maryland net or doing the section net using their hotspots in other places. So again, a broader reach and possibly more attendance.
Certainly. Okay. Yeah, something to good subject to consider, and I wonder how we would interface that, or we would have to do that on a different night, perhaps, than this net, and how the what the logistics would be, but that could all be worked out. So, okay, thanks again. Let's see, OQP has a comment.
Okay, now that I got my computer to work right, there is cross-banding between DMR and 2 meter, but also, Chris, if you were to get a GMRS or a DMR handheld, would you carry it with you? That is the question.
Oh, Jeff, my goodness. You're never going to let me let that go, are you? Yes, I would promise to keep it with me, okay? just referring to a situation where I was at I went to an event down south, and he requested that I contact him on the radio, and I promptly told him that I wasn't carrying a radio, much to his great dismay, and he's never let me forget it since. So it's a good reminder, and I understand the question and the comment and the sentiment, certainly, so I appreciate that, and I will not make that mistake again.
I agree with AC8AL. I carry a HT all the time. Great way to promote amateur radio, and you never know when cell phone's not going to work. Plus, some places I go, like out to my farm, I get really bad cell service, but I can still hit repeaters. So, but always have an HT when you walk out with out the door.
Well, isn't that what HAM stands for? Handheld and mobile, right?
I totally agree there, Marty.
Oh, there you go. All right, folks, have a good night. KV3MXM, we're out of here at 7:30.
Okay, thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. AV3WG, we're clear.